Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
7:14 and a half, day 8 of the recovery, Tuesday, September 7th, the day after what was Labor Day in most of the country, not really here. And we're going to continue to keep you updated with everything you need to know about the recovery, especially if you're in the hard-hit areas. And Gordon Dove, Terrebonne Parish President, telling us yesterday that if you are a gas station owner, and you have gas in the ground, sometimes 10, maybe 20,000 gallons, but you don't have power, if you call this number, Terrebonne Parish will bring a generator to you and hook it up to your system so you can start pumping gas and helping the public out. And that number is 985-873-6357. 985-873-6357. If you're in Terrebonne Parish and you got a gas station and you got gas in the ground, but you can't get it up to the pumps, they'll help you with the generator. Greg Upton joins us now, Assistant Research Professor at LSU's Center for Energy Studies. Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. Doing well.
How'd your house fare?
We did great. So we're actually never lost power, amazingly.
Wow.
About some of the 20% of people in Baton Rouge who didn't lose power, yeah.
Good for
so
you.
So we did leave, went up to North Louisiana, stayed with some family, but were able to come back a few days later.
What part of North Louisiana?
Alexandria.
Okay. I got people in Natchitoches. That's why I was asking. So when it comes to Port Fouchon, let me go small picture first. When it comes to gasoline and availability for people, it seems as though here in Metairie, downtown, I guess, Metairie, East Bank, West Bank of Jefferson Parish would be a better way to say it. I got gas yesterday with no line at all, which is a big difference from lines that stretch for blocks last week. The reason for that is what, Greg? More gasoline is becoming available?
So the reason, in my mind, for the reduced waits at gas stations is actually that power coming back on. So when you look at the gasoline stocks themselves, we're actually in a fine position, and we were before the storm hit. There was the gasoline available. It's just a matter of that supply chain getting the gasoline to you as a customer. And so as the power went out at the gas stations, of course, you had less gas stations available to get the gasoline. And then also the gasoline terminals, which is where the trucks fuel and fill up to bring to the gas stations, a lot of those were out of power as well. The other piece of it is that's also related to power is on that demand side. And so you have, of course, households running their generators when the power is out. They're having to go fill up those fuel tanks pretty much every day, depending upon how much storage they have. And so if you've got a lot of people waiting in line in order to fill up their generator, that too is gonna create those lines.
In terms of storage of gasoline, and you can go online to find out how to store it safely. Certainly, the fumes hug the ground. You don't want to put that anywhere where they have a pilot light, like a hot water heater, and people have burned their house down already because they put a non-secure gas container in the garage, and it gets to the pilot light of the hot water heater, and it explodes. Because that's what gasoline does. The fumes are the explosive part, right? That's what generates power in a car and a piston and so forth, not to get too technical here.
Oh, it's very combustible, and it is designed to combust very easily. So absolutely, be very careful with it, and don't put it next to anything that's any kind of a flame.
So how long can you store it for people that are thinking about next season or the rest of hurricane season? Store it safely, but if you want to get five-gallon cans and have 25 gallons on hand, how long does gasoline last in a container? Do you know?
To be honest, I don't really know the answer to that question. I don't know. I mean, it does corrode over time, but in terms of safe storage in a domestic setting, mm-hmm. Actually don't know. Sorry about that.
Well, that's all right. It would, and we'll look it up. It would just decrease the wait time, I think, you know, because I remember after Katrina, I came back with like 7 5-gallon containers full of gas from Houston because I didn't know what the situation was going to be. 3 to 6 months is what it says. You can store gasoline without it going bad and so forth. So, you heard me give the number for Terrebonne Parish and what Gordon Dove told us about. They'll hook up a generator to get the gas out of the ground. Regardless of or irrespective of the gas terminals, is there a lot of that going on too in the hard-hit parishes where they have 10 to 20,000 gallons of gas under the ground and just can't get it to the pump?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you look at the U.S. Department of Energy, they put out their what's called their situation report every day in response to the to Hurricane Ida. And they state right now that the state has been providing generators to a number of gas stations across southeast Louisiana for that exact reason. So, yeah, that's a very common thing with storm response. And, in fact, after Hurricane Katrina, Entergy and the other utilities, they went forward with what was called a storm hardening program that Commissioner Green was alluding to earlier when he was talking to you. And part of that storm hardening was having generators available to get gasoline pumping immediately after a storm. And so that was a big constraint after Katrina and Rita. And so because we have those generators available, it's allowed to get that gasoline pumping and get trucks moving to restore the grid and everything else. That's really a critical piece of that infrastructure.
All right, let me pick it up here. We come back, we'll talk about barges and the river now open and Port Fouchon and how important it is, not just to us, but to the people in the nation, that gets up and running again. Greg Upton is our guest, assistant research professor at LSU's Center for Energy Studies. Somebody texted in, non-ethanol gas lasts a long time in containers. Gas with ethanol turns to gel after a short time. I don't know. I get gasoline without ethanol, so I couldn't tell you. 7:21, time for traffic now, WWL. 7:24 now on this Tuesday morning, September 7th, day 8 of the recovery. And we're going to take phone calls next half hour if you have any questions or comments or you just want to check in and let us know how you're doing. And if you're in a hard-hit parish, you need information, we'll do that next half hour, 504-260-1870. You can call or text. Right now we're talking to Greg Upton, assistant research professor at LSU Center for Energy Studies. So when it comes to Port Fouchon, how important is that, Greg, to the nation? I thought I heard Archie Chasson say during a press conference, and there has been so much information flying around, but that it costs the nation $500 million a day. Could that be right?
Yeah, I would need to do the math, but that certainly sounds feasible. So wow. Port Fouchon is just so important because it is the port that the Louisiana Offshore Oil Port, or we say LOOP for short, hooks into. And so the vast majority of all of the oil and natural gas that is produced in the federal Gulf of Mexico comes through Port Fouchon. So this number's as of Saturday, but 88% of the oil production in the federal Gulf of Mexico is still down right now after wow. Ida. And I don't know this 100%, but my guess would be that is because Port Fouchon is still not up and going, if they're trying to get that back going. The other really important thing about Port Fouchon is that in 2009, 2010, whenever the U.S. started increasing its oil production, mm-hmm. and that really started increasing dramatically over the next decade, during that time period, Port Fouchon and LOOP in particular invested in an export terminal. So it used to only import oil into the United States that would be then used for our refining industry, but now we're actually an exporter. And Louisiana is a net exporter to the world, primarily not just because of Port Fouchon, but that's a very important one. So it is an incredibly important piece of infrastructure, not only for here in the Gulf Coast, but also globally in terms of supply of hydrocarbons.
So let's talk about refineries and them getting the nitrogen or whatever it is that they need to refine gasoline. And then from that point, I think it's 6 to 7 days until they start turning out the product. Is that right?
Yeah, so refinery is a continuous operation. And so, you know, the crude oil goes in and then it sort of moves through. And so you're continually pulling crude oil in and then continually creating refined products such as gasoline. But yeah, that's 6-7 days, a reasonable amount of time sort of for that process to go through.
So with the river opening up now that those lines are gone and the barges can move around, and I guess the barges have been cleared for the most part because they say the river's open, does that facilitate refineries now back up to full production, or are they still dealing with damages? And if so, how many and what kind of impact does it have on how much gasoline can be refined?
Yeah, so 5 refineries in Louisiana are still shut down. So that accounts for about 1 million barrels a day of refining capacity. And for perspective, that's about 6% of the U.S. So all of the other refineries in Louisiana, and there's 17 of them in total, are up and running. So I think 3 of those are still sort of partially up because, you know, they had to start up again. But the refineries are moving right now. So that's the good news. The difficult news is that because the offshore production is still not online, those refineries need that feedstock. And so what the federal government has done is they have released some barrels of crude oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to sort of fill that gap while they get that offshore production back online. And so whether the federal government will need to release more from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve will likely be a function of the timing it takes for that offshore production to come, which is directly related to Port Fourchon and LOOP that we were talking about just a moment ago.
And when it comes to 88%, you said being down, is that because of damage to the platforms, inability to get people to man them, or do you know?
So my guess would be there's definitely going to be some platforms with damage for sure. But the vast majority of that is likely due to the supply chain further down the chain. And so you need the pipelines to bring them into Port Fourchon. And then from there, those pipelines need power to get them to the refineries. And then the refineries need to be able to process that. And keep in mind that, you know, the oil can't just go to any refinery typically. It has, you know, contracts set up for those refineries. And so, of course, those ones in southeast Louisiana that are still down, those are going to be the ones that's likely the destination for it.
30 seconds, Greg. What about the Alliance Refinery in Plaquemines? Have you heard anything? Do you know?
I have not, but given that it flooded, it's probably one that is not back up and running, and it's probably going to take some time. So
there's no doubt.
Just really terrible for them.
There's no doubt that comes back in your mind, is there?
I think so. I definitely think so.
All right. Thank you, Greg. A pleasure as always. Greg Upton, Assistant Research Professor at LSU Center for Energy Studies. We're going to take your calls when we come back, 504-260-1870. Right now, it's time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.